Let's discuss eating on fast days. So there are many different fast days, and they have a different status. So we'll go from the strict to the lenient. So Yom Kippur is the only biblical fast day in the Torah. So that is the strictest, as we'll see. And then the Navi tells us about the four fast days. We have Zecher v'Churban. We have Som Revi, Som Chamishi, the fast of the fourth month. There's Yud Zayin Tammuz. We fast on the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, Som Gedalia, the seventh month, and Asar B'Tavis on the tenth month. So those fast days at one point were Midivrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah ka Divrei Torah. They were the same status of Tisha B'Av, of Yom Kippur, similar. However, Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara concludes, the Gemara makes a distinction between Tisha B'Av and the other three fast days. So the other three fast days, strictly speaking, Midin HaGemara, Ratzu, Mis'anin, Ratzu, Heinu Mis'anin, but obviously our minig, whether Kvar Shovig or Kechova, but whatever the issue is, today we have to fast on the fourth Samos. So, however, Tisha B'Av is different. The Gemara says, Shani Tisha B'Av, Shehuch B'Vilot Tzaras, the double trouble, both temples were destroyed. So, in terms of severity, Yom Kippur is number one, Tisha B'Av is number two, and then the other three fast days are number three. And we won't get into Tainus Esther, and perhaps the fast of the firstborns on Erev Pesach. So let's just stick to these five fast days. So Yom Kippur is the only fast day which is Min HaTorah. So therefore, the only hetter to eat on Yom Kippur is if you're a chole sheyesh bo sakana. If you're a chole sheyesh bo sakana, so then you're permitted to eat on Tisha B'Av. And then there's a further debate among the Achronim poskim. What do you mean you're allowed to eat? What do you mean a chole sheyesh bo sakana can eat on Yom Kippur? So according to the classical poskim, it means pachos mikashir, even though you're allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But as the Gemara tells us in Yuma, we always try to minimize the prohibitions. It gets into whether eating on Yom Kippur perhaps is hutra d'chulya, but the bottom line is many poskim say that even though a chole sheyesh bo sakana could eat, but he has to do it pachas mikshir. And the briskers, Rav Chaim, others, based on a Magid Mishnah in Hilchot Shabbos, that a chole sheyesh bo sakana could eat normally. What about, it says pachas mikshir? So that's the pshat. No, someone who's in sakana now, so he can eat regularly. But if someone who's a chole she'ein bo sakana, but by not eating will become a chole she'yesh bo sakana, so then he eats pachas, he or she eats pachas v'shir. So it's a major machlokas among the poskim, but everyone agrees a chole, in order to eat on Yom Kippur, you have to be a chole sheyesh bo sakana. Then everyone agrees you could eat. The question whether you eat kedarko or only eat pork with you. And then, however, according to the brisket, someone who's a chole sheyesh bo sakana, who by night eating will become a chole sheyesh bo sakana, he eats pachas magushias. That's Yom Kippur. So Tisha B'Av, today we assume, well, that'll be a debate, but as a matter of how you learn the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Shani Tisha B'Av, does it mean that it retains its Divrei Kabbalah status, if it does, so then it'd have the same din of Yom Kippur. And we see in some, it is similar to Yom Kippur. It starts the night before, and we don't, and we can't do the different Inuyim. But I say no, Shani Tisha B'Av, it's only Drabbanan today, but Midrabbanan the Machmir. So my nafkamina would be is, if you have to be a cholish yeshbo sakana to eat, which we assume now, we paskin, as we'll discuss shortly, a cholish aimbo sakana could eat. And I guess what would follow, we could see if it will follow, the question of pachas mikshir, is there a din of shiurim on Tisha B'Av. So it's regarding Tisha B'Av and the Tainis and the Gemara, it's Imsach and Nun Dalet Amud Beis and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Rashar Tanisimin, Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet. It says Chaya Kol Shloshim Yom, someone who just gave birth in the first 30 days. V'chein Cholesh Hu Tzarech Ochol, as Cholesh Dita Ein Bo Sakana. Ein Tzarech Umad Ela Machilin Oso Miyad. You don't have to make cheshbonos, you don't need pachas mikshir, you eat right away. Because the makam choli, or not right away, but even if you have to. But the makam choli lo gozu rabbanan. Because since Tisha B'Av is only drabbanan, so the makam choli lo gozu drabbanan. So the mechaber writes that if you're a cholesh ein bo sakana, you are basically exempt from the fast. Well, gozru. In fact, that's the brisker shita. That was that you're not bechlal the tanya. I think they say a ma'isa with the brisker rav. That someone who, what the doctor said, he should. I forget which fast day it was. And the doctor told him not to eat, but he told the brisker, you know what? I'm not gonna eat. And I guess the person was in shul, the gabba was going to give him an aliyah. The brisker rav told the gabba, no aliyah for this guy. So the person said, what do you mean? I'm not eating. He said, it doesn't make a difference if you're eating. You're not bechlal the tainus. So that seems to be aliyah. But makam drabanan will go gazru. Makam choli will gazru drabanan. And therefore that's it. There's no option. A cholesh ein bo sakana. Even if he does fast, it's not a din tainus. It shouldn't be fasting. And the Ramah seems to say something a little more machmer. What the Ramah means, we'll have to discuss. Umihu noagin mus'anos kol zman she'ein lehem sar gadol. It's a question what he's going on, but we'll see what he's going on. The minig is to fast as long as it's not tsar gadol and you're not concerned with sakana. However, the hamekia lo hifsid, don't worry. If you eat, it's not a problem. So what exactly, the Ramah seems to be stricter than the Mechaber. So what's pshat in the Ramah? So the way the Chayi Adam learns the Ramah, he seems to be going on a Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana. And therefore, he's saying, as long as there's no Sar Gado, or there's no Sakana, it can't hurt. You might as well be Machmir, but I think the Chayi Adam writes Eino Kedai, but it's not Kedai to be Machmir for the Ramah. So according to this understanding of the Ramah, he's saying he's Mashman like a Cholesh Ein is Bechal the Tainus. There is an Indian for him to fast. And the Darki Moshe says no. The Ramah is based on the Mordechai. He's talking about a Yoledes, someone who gave birth. So then is what to talk about. Whether there's an Inyan for the Inyan for Yoledes to eat is to fast. Or if she wants to be Machmer and fast. But a Cholesh Ein Bo Sakana, there's no room to be machmir. Like we find in Yoledes, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, I believe, Kuf Chav Ches, which talks about that for Yoledes you try to minimize the Averas, you know, Chelo Shabbos, do it with Shinoi. So the Shaila is like, why is Yoledes different? If you hold the Rambam Shita is, like the Briskers, that when it comes to Chol HaShiyish Bo Sakana, so one of the answers they give is because Yoledes is a Yoledes is less than a Chol HaShiyish Bo Sakana. So therefore, same thing here, Yoledes, like it's less dangerous, maybe that's why we make a distinction here, but so that's, the Pshat is, how do you learn Pshat? The Mechaber writes, B'makam Chol Ego Gozud Rabbanan, so what exactly is the Ramah saying? So, going to the Chayyad, the Ramah is saying, on a cholish ain't bo sakana, if you're, it's not, you don't feel you're going to get into worse sakana, or it's sargado, or it's not sargado, so then you have what to realize the fancy, even though he says, I make all hips, but to the chayi adam, right, that's what he's saying on a cholish, but he doesn't like it, ain't no kedai, and the way the darkei Moshe learns, he's only discussing the Yoledes. But a cholish ain't bo sakana, no, he agrees. There's no inyan. So that seems to be the issue over here. So in fact, and that's what we point out. So therefore, by Yom Kippur, a cholish ish bo sakana, only he could eat, he or she could eat, and it's a Shiloh could eat kedarko apakos makos shir, and a cholish ain bo sakana is going to become a cholish ish bo sakana, and then they talk about pakos makos big shir. Tisha b'av, so we assume it's drabanan, so ain tzarach umad. However, does everyone agree to this? By Tisha b'av, so that's by Yom Kippur, everyone agrees there is a concept pakos makos big shir. The question is, is it a cholish ish bo sakana now, or someone who's going to come one? What about a cholish ain bo sakana, who we assume could eat on, we can eat on Tisha B'Av? So that seems to be a machlokes, the Chasam Sofer, the Marcheshes, versus the Aruch HaShulchan. So we said by Yom Kippur, it's a machlokes, Binyan Tzion, Rav Chaim, and others. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in his opinion of many poskim, on Tisha B'Av there's no din of shiurim. It's only drabanan, but makam choli lo gozu drabanan. And the Chasam Sofer, he's in a different context, but he says you eat pachos mikshir. Aye, so it's the Chasam. So aye, what about the Mechaber? So either maybe he's going like the Ramah, that there is room to be machmir. No, the Maharam Shik says that maybe he's not going against, maybe he's always on, when do we say that a cholish ain't bo sakana, a cholish ain't bo sakana can eat? Maybe the difference is you only need pachas mikshir when you already are cholah, but let's say you're not a chola yet, so then maybe that's what he means. Like we have the, it's Masher in the Bir Halacha, he writes by a pandemic, he writes a person should have pachas migashir. Is it a raya he holds pachas? We said, no, I mean, it wouldn't be a raya, because maybe only there, because the person's a bury. So therefore, when you're a bury, when you're healthy, then you go pachas migashir. That's a whole discussion in the Ramah. So we say there's different opinions. The Ramah seems to say something more machmer than the Mechaber. Either he's saying there's room to be machmer in a cholish ain bo sakana, but a meiko hefsid, or going to the dark emotion, he's talking about a yoledes. He's not talking about a cholish ain bo sakana. And you have a machokas regarding shiurim, regarding Tisha B'Av. So the Chasam Sofer came up because he was discussing the question of whether you could get an Aliyah on a fast day. So it seems to be machlokas chasim. So for Rabbi Kiva Eger thought minchat. He cleared the shaila whether mincha on Yom Kippur is midin tainas or midin kedushas hayom. So if it's midin tainas, he seemed to say that if you're then you can't get an aliyah. The chasim sofer got an aliyah on Tisha B'av because he also is still considered a bar chayuva. So either way, that's a separate shiur. So the bottom line is, so when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to be a chalasi yitzvah sakana. They're to eat, whether machokes, binyan, tiyam, pakas, pakas, make sure Rav Chaim eat normally. If you're a cholish, ain't both sakana, but by not eating, you become a cholish, yesh both sakana, then you eat pakas, pakas, make sure that's the Rav Chaim. Regarding Tisha B'Av, we assume it's only drabanan, makam choli, lagazu drabanan. Exactly what, you know, the debate what the Rama, where's it being machmeran. And then there's a debate whether if you're going to eat, so Zarech HaShulcha says you eat, because it's the Rabbanan, there's no Shirim. The Chasim Sofer, Machesha, seem to say that Pachas, Pachas, Mekashir, even by Tisha B'Av. And by the other fast days, the Minig is, certainly a Cholish Ainbo Sakana, but by Tzom Gedalia, Asara B'Tevah, Zizayin Thomas, the Minig is for even for a pregnant and nursing woman to eat. And we assume as well, or many assume, on a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, that they'd have the same status as the other fast days, and they'd be able to eat as well. So even though on the books we assume a nursing and pregnant woman can't eat on Tisha B'Av, but that's usually, there are other factors, if it, in terms of nursing, the milk's going to dry up, or a person's really not feeling well, dehydrating, kidney stones, other factors, so then many times there's room to be makel, even for a nursing or pregnant woman, even on Tisha B'Av, you know, speak to your local posek for specific questions.